So if you read a lot about, if you read articles in magazines or books or newspapers about adoption and bringing up adopted kids, you'll always read that having adopted kids comes with issues and different things you have to think about as a parent. And this is something I haven't really talked about. But my 4-year-old is incredibly personable and quite sort of disciplined, and she's just a really lovely kid. And I'm sure some of it's her genes, but I think a lot of it's to do with how we've managed her, because when she was 3, which she's 4 now, so about a year ago, my wife, yeah, sorry, probably nailed that one yourselves, but my wife and I decided after lots of discussion that she was old enough for us to tell her she's adopted, and so we sat her down. We didn't hold anything back. It was quite a big decision, but we told her everything about how we found out about the orphanage and about Moldova and the country and how poor it is, and how we travelled to Yelovini, which is the poorest district in Moldova, and found her in this orphanage where, despite the amazing work of the carers there, there was kids sleeping 3 across a cot and not enough food and no medical. Anyway, we sort of fell in love with her and how we brought her home to our beautiful, comfortable London home. And now, if she's ever naughty, we just say, if you do that one more time, slums. One more time and you are going back to the slums. And she is incredibly well behaved. It's quite surprising. Someone asked me recently, she said, that's a joke, you don't really tell your daughter that you're going to send her back to the orphanage when she misbehaves. And I'm like, yeah, kids need rules and boundaries. I mean, sure we do. And she said, that is so cruel. And I'm like, you reckon that's cruel? She's not even adopted.
Rocking, and when is it shaking? I don't know what else I can do to try and hush you. My heart says I love you, but my brain's saying fuck you, and hoping a child trafficker will abduct you. At least then I'd get a few hours in bed. I've shushed and I've cooed, and I've even tried to sing old bloody old blada in the exact voice of Ringo. Now all I have left is to hope that a dingo will sneak in and rip off your fat bitching head.
Babies.